The title of my sermonette today is It Is Written. Now, the unofficial count of books written and officially published in the world for the marketplace as it developed over many, many, many years is approximately or estimated to be about 100 million, and I suspect that it's significantly higher than that. And some of us may be aspiring authors, and we find fulfillment in the letters, memos, news articles, and dare I say, sermonettes and sermons that we write. And though not as visual as fine arts or graphic arts or woodworking, and not as auditory as music, the written word is still an art form and a vital means of communication today. And over the centuries, the written word has been used at the center of things such as land acquisitions, such as the Louisiana Purchase of 1803 that cemented a land deal with France and the United States, very early United States, that doubled the size of a very young United States of America. From Louisiana to Montana and spaces in between, and some of my home state here of Colorado. It's 865 words long, and the document itself was the basis for the deal between, at the time, President Jefferson and Napoleon. So that's a little historical bash from the past, and it dealt with 828,000 acres at a whopping cost of 4 cents per acre. And looking further, 8 short paragraphs ended the war in the Pacific and World War II in 1945, with the signatures of General Douglas MacArthur and the Japanese foreign minister, with the stroke of a Parker Duifold, say that for Mr. Rank, a horrible conflict was over. And the Magna Carta was penned in 1215, allegedly by the Archbishop of Canterbury, probably by someone who worked for the Archbishop, and the subject was King John and his unlawful treatment of his nobles, and therefore the kingdom itself. It was written at Runnymede near Windsor and comprises some 3,600 words. Now, moving on to the foolish, the U.S. tax code that we all love to despise is alleged to be over 70,000 arguably useless pages. Es ist ein reiner Unsinn, or eine Schokeza. No matter your language, it's all nonsense. My point is that the written word has been at the center of this world since God created it, installed man and woman, and provided language. And we know there's a whole other pathway we could take with Babel and what happened there. But words have impact. The 66 books of the Bible contain 785,000 words. Unlike other documents that I've mentioned here that really have little reference to every day of our lives, the Bible has daily relevance to those who God has called and choose to live by these words and study them. God created Scripture and chose people to write the words and present them to others for his purposes. Let's begin in Jeremiah 30 and with verse 2. And this kicks off the focus for us here. And the title of this section is Restoration of Israel and Judah. So again, Jeremiah 30, and with verse 2. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Thus speaks the Lord God of Israel, saying, Write in a book for yourself all the words that I have spoken to you. For behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will bring back from captivity my people, Israel and Judah, says the Lord. And I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. Fabulous words here. This was also a charter or a settlement document, if you will, that he gave to Jeremiah as a promise to his people. And if we're speaking of God communicating his expectations to his people, how much stronger than we possibly can get if we turn to Exodus 32 and consider verses 15 and 16. And Moses turned and went down from the mountain, and the two tablets of the testimony were in his hand. The tablets were written on both sides, on one side, and on the other they were written. Now the tablets, this is continuing in verse 16, now the tablets were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God engraved on the tablets. There are many scriptures that illustrate God's commitment to the use of the written language. It should not surprise us that over time we've learned that people, young and old, learn and retain information better if they write the words, equations, language with their own hand and a pen or a pencil or some other implement. There are many scriptures that make this point, but consider the letters of Paul to the churches. How important these were. They were instructive, they rebuked the drifters, and they communicated God's word clearly to them. Now, we know that Paul wrote many books, many of the letters to the churches in all, and these were inspired by God for the purpose of instructing his churches. And if we need any clearer explanation of that, we turn to the book of Revelation and John's capture here. Book of Revelation, chapter 1, and we're going to focus on verse 11. And it's entitled Introduction and Benediction. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants things which must shortly take place. And he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant, John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, to all things that he saw. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. In verse 11, saying, I am very famous for us. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches, which are in Asia, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and of course to Laodicea. We've just skimmed the surface here. There are many more examples of the inextricable connection of the written word of God, and God's expectations for those he calls to learn and to obey. This is my suggestion for us. Try this. Get a nice notebook for yourself and a good pen, and pick a favorite book of the Bible, chapter and verse. Write it out by hand. Think about that. Think about what you're doing. When handwriting, fine and precise hand movements are involved, and we've learned through many types of research that these sensory experiences create contact between different parts of the brain, and they open it up for learning so that we both learn and we remember it better and we take it more to heart. This is just a suggestion of mine how we might incorporate that into our Bible study and our connection with God. Something very simple and relaxing we can do. And the purpose, of course, is not just to improve your handwriting, although that's a fine thing to do, but to find a new and creative way to connect with the Father and with Jesus Christ.